You're listening to the UAV Digest, the weekly audio podcast bringing you coverage of unmanned aerial vehicles and systems. Find us at theuavdigest.com. Hey, we're talking with John Reed from Quanterion. John, thanks for talking to the UAV Digest.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you just mentioned to me a few minutes ago that you're going to be engaging in an interesting project coming up this year.
This year, we'll be working with AFRL and the Air Force. We're getting two UAVs, the Desert Hawk 3 from Lockheed Martin, and we're putting our software and some of our equipment on those planes, and then doing some collision avoidance testing on those planes.
So tell us about the testing. What will be the objectives of the test? What are you trying to learn?
We're trying to make sure that the two planes follow an optimum flight path and that they can achieve their objectives, which would be like surveillance areas, would be going to the same waypoint. We'd like to set up, two of the planes going to the exact same waypoint. How do they solve that? We could put in some constraints like only allowing them to change in elevation, speed, right or left, that kind of thing.
Now, how did you personally get involved in this field? What's your history?
My history is a little strange. I went to St. John Fisher for computer science, and I started working for Quanterion Solutions actually while I was still in college as an intern. And then recently we hired Paul Loschewitz, a colleague of mine. He had been working on this AgentFly software for, I think, like 20 years. And we just started getting involved with AFRL to do some more interesting projects. And when the contract came up, they said, hey, you want to try and, fly some planes, do some software stuff? And I was like, sure. So, I came in and did that.
Was this sort of a dream job for you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It'll be very cool when we finally get our planes. I think in the next 2 weeks or so, we should be getting them. And when we do that, I think once I see those things in the air, that'll be very cool. When we can flip the switch and say, just fly.
Now, are you going to be doing that here at the New Air facility?
Yes, we'll be in the Triangle. Do you know that area? If you look at the map of the Griffiths Air Force Base, there's a triangle section. That's the triangle, as they refer to it, and we'll be flying out of there within that triangle.
And so how soon, you said you expect the planes and the aircraft in a few weeks, and how soon after that do you think you'll be up and running?
Probably within a couple weeks after that, possibly a month. We don't want to get too far into winter, with the winters up here, so.
Now, we also mentioned, we were talking before a little bit about some of the simulation software that you have, that you're able to simulate the interactions of manned and unmanned aircraft. You're kind of simulating air traffic control, I guess is the way to describe that.
So another branch of our software is a modeling and simulation section, and we're doing a full national airspace simulation of the planes flying through and the air traffic controllers, their load in four different areas, the cognitive, auditory, psychomotor, and visual load.
And so, in effect, it's a way to evaluate different approaches to managing the airspace. So sort of a quantifiable way to evaluate different proposals.
Yes, exactly.
Well, very good. So how does it feel to be kind of part of an industry that's really in its infancy and kind of to use a cliche, the sky's the limit,
Yeah, it feels really cool. It's nice to see this kind of thing coming together, this UAV conference, see people starting to be very interested in it. And it's also good to see stuff that's not purely military too, to kind of change the perception of people in the Mohawk Valley.
Very good. Thanks. And where do our listeners learn more about Quanterion?
If they go to Quanterion.com, which is Quanterion.com.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. Find more great content at theuavdigest.com.